AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 30 years after founding the company, Jeff Bezos says he is stepping down as CEO of Amazon. The company says he will be replaced in the fall by Andy Jassy, who runs Amazon's cloud business. Bezos will then become the company's executive chairman. Back to work in Congress on a coronavirus economic relief bill. President Biden is still going big. He wants a $1.9 trillion bill. On Groundhog Day, South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune says this feels like Groundhog Day, the movie.
The president continues to repeat himself and say that he wants to work with Republicans in Congress on a bipartisan solution to coronavirus relief. And Senator Schumer repeatedly undermines any efforts at bipartisan cooperation.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says $1.9 trillion is not meant to scare people.
The size of the package was determined not for shock value, but to address the dual crises that we're facing.
The Biden administration will start distributing coronavirus vaccine to pharmacies. President Biden will sign executive orders on immigration. It includes addressing families that were separated at the border.
We should do everything in our power to get those kids back with their parents. So we are trying to repair the damage and the horrific actions of the prior administration by trying to do everything we can to reunite these kids with their families.
The administration also says the military detention of Myanmar's civilian leaders was a coup. Two FBI agents are dead. So is the suspect. Five agents were shot as they were serving a search warrant in South Florida. The Bureau says it was a case involving violent crimes against children. Some retired Georgia teachers could return to work and collect both a full salary and a full pension under a measure that Governor Brian Kemp is proposing. Big gains on Wall Street. The Dow up 475 points. This is AP News. The WHO team in China investigating the start of the coronavirus visited an animal center for disease control.
The team, experts in virology, food safety and epidemiology, have now visited two hospitals and two markets, centres of the early outbreak. WHO in Geneva says the team had already requested detailed underlying data and planned to speak with early responders and some of the first COVID-19 patients. The mission has become politically charged as China seeks to avoid blame for alleged missteps in its early response to the pandemic. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pitching coach Mickey Callaway has been suspended by the Los Angeles Angels after allegations of inappropriate behavior towards several women who work in sports media. Allegations against the former New York Mets manager appeared in a report by The Athletic. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?